And we welcome Professor John Shine, who has some special advice on what makes for excellent research.
One of my favourite phrases in science is, imagination based on knowledge is the key to discovery.
John Shine is president of the Australian Academy of Science, and he's just introduced a symposium on what makes science for the public good. Should we fund years of research for keen boffins in case something turns up? Well, we did for lasers, which seemed cute at the time but useless until suddenly they were applied in half of industry, including your electronics. Here's what John Shine said about his own work, a lab oddity that became a real breakthrough.
The importance of science to society has never been so relevant as it is today. This has been brought into sharp relief by the immediate response to the pandemic, but also by the very topical longer-term challenges of climate change, global pollution, and population expansion. Science is at the very centre of our ability to meet these challenges and to improve the social and economic health of our communities. I'm sure you'll all hear much about taking basic research and driving it through to outcomes for the public good. I'm sure that we all agree on how important it is to remember that again and again, it's been basic research, primarily undertaken for new knowledge and understanding, not for a clear applied outcome, that has been the critical seed for significant, usually unexpected breakthroughs that have led to major improvements in humanity's well-being. I have been very fortunate in my own career, in a small way, to have witnessed this so clearly. My postgraduate supervisor worked on Ross River virus and noticed that when you extracted RNA from insect cells using hot phenol, the small ribosomal RNA broke into two halves. This did not happen with mammalian cells or if you use cold phenol. Was this apparent break in the RNA molecule at a specific sequence or just a general area in the middle of the molecule? An appropriately important study for a student. As a control for the study, though, I sequenced the ends of both insect and mammalian small ribosomal RNA. They were identical. And as it took months back then to do this limited sequencing, we had lots of time to think about what the sequence meant, and also to look at other organisms like mice, flies, and bacteria. To cut a very long story short, it led us to identifying that this sequence was responsible for the binding of the ribosome to messenger RNA at the right place to signal initiation and termination of protein synthesis. This was an exciting story for us, and of course recognition in this very narrow area of biology of the Shine-Dalgano sequence. Very basic research though, without any suggestion of any practical outcome, except a year later, recombinant DNA, itself arising from esoteric research on bacterial enzymes, hit the scientific stage, leading to gene cloning and creation of the biotechnology industry. Human genes could be put into bacteria and faithfully replicated. But could these bacteria be programmed to express these genes and make lots of gene product, such as insulin for the treatment of diabetes? Of course, as the genetic code is universal, the human insulin gene in bacteria still codes for human insulin, but the regulatory sequence telling the bacterial machinery where to start synthesis is different. You need to put a Shine-Dalgano sequence in front of the gene. Only then did the bacterial factories produce large amounts of insulin. So that very basic research on the effect of hot phenol on insect RNA contributed in some way to the development of the biotech industry and the ability to synthesize new therapeutic products that save lives. Basic research has underpinned transformative developments for public good. The success of our response to the current pandemic is clearly a great example. Basic research in molecular biology and virology over decades, positioned us well to quickly rise to the challenge to sequence the new viral genome, make accurate diagnostics, and then vaccines. But science also enabled us to enact very effective evidence-based public health measures. So history teaches us that we will never completely win the war against new infectious agents. But as they arise and evolve, science gives us the tools, the armaments, to win each battle far more quickly and decisively. The current pandemic, of course, has generated much human suffering. But hopefully, the silver lining of this pandemic cloud may be a strong reminder of the importance of long-term, sustained commitment and funding of basic research in all areas of science. One of my favourite phrases in science is, imagination based on knowledge is the key to discovery. Imagination based on knowledge is the key to discovery. Humanity has always been rich in imagination, but we need to constantly grow our fundamental knowledge base to deliver real, sustainable advances in public good.
The President of the Australian Academy of Science, Dr. John Shine, and we shall have a series of features in September on The Science Show showing how biology, physics, chemistry and maths are worthwhile, even essential, to how we live and flourish.